You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2865 Brighton Street, 34953. You can give me a phone call at 561-718-2361. Our morning service started at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. Our morning worship started at 11 a.m. If you don't have a home church and looking for a good home church, or you just need some prayer, or you just need some help of what you're going through, come give us a visit tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. and let us pray for you. Let us lay hands on you. Let us get you delivered. Let us get you saved in the name of Jesus. Come on, get ready for our motto. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, man, I know Satan is mad. I know Satan is upset. I know Satan is having a bad time right about now. Because what we just said, what we just told Satan, no matter what he does, no matter what he brings forth, he will not, shall not take and steal our joy. Because this is a joy that the world hath not given to me. And whatever the Lord give me, it is mine. And I refuse to let anybody, anything come in and steal what the Lord has given me. Amen. Amen. Along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. Amen. We need to pray for her. She's a little under the weather this morning. But I know God is a healer, amen. And we've seen all that greetings from all the members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship to all our listeners out there. If you have not had a chance to come by and visit us, please come by and visit us. And if you want to send us a donation to keep us on the air, you can send it at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And you can make it out to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. Don't make it out to me, but make it out to the church. Amen. Amen. But we are going through some peril times now. We are going through some hard times. And it seems like everywhere we turn, there is a battle somewhere, a battle to the right, a battle to the left, a battle in front of us, a battle behind us. We just battling, battling, battling. So what we need to do, we need to get into some spiritual warfare. Yes, spiritual warfare. This is the subject that we're going to talk about the next couple of days, some spiritual warfare. I know somebody is struggling. I know somebody's going through some hard times right now. But you got to learn. You need to know how to fight when you're in spiritual warfare. I am so sick and tired of the peoples of God being beat up, being kicked down, being thrown down, walk around with no life in them, walk around, let no joy, walk around with the head down. I just refuse to allow my enemy to come in and whip on me and beat on me like that. I don't know about you, but it won't happen. It'll never happen again. Why? Because I know how to fight spiritual warfare. I know some people may not believe in spiritual warfare. Some people might not think there's no such thing as a spiritual warfare. But let me tell you, every morning you get up, you are in a warfare. And we are. Now, let me repeat that. Those of you who say that you are a child of God, those of you who say that you belong to Jesus Christ, don't you know that you are in the army of the Lord? And some of us need to go back to boot camp and learn how to use the weapon what God has given us. He has given us all the tools that we need to overcome. So now, what is spiritual warfare? And spiritual warfare is a Christian concept of taking a stance against evil forces. It's based on a belief in evil spirits which are able to get inside or to mess with our affairs. A Christian has adopted practice to repel such forces. It's based on the doctrine of the Christian theology. Whatever God told us to do, that's what we're supposed to do. And you ever notice Jesus, he always was in spiritual warfare. He always was battling some demons, some unclean spirits. He was battling some sickness, whatever, some lunatics, some people that was out of their mind. But Jesus knew how to use spiritual warfare. And we need to learn to how to be in spiritual warfare. And we know that we always say that battle belongs to the Lord. But what you got to understand that you are a soldier in the army of the Lord. God will put you on the front line. God will allow you to get on the front line. You may get some bruises. You may get some knots. You may get some disappointments. You may be thrown down. But yet, long as you don't lay down and stay in it and get up and do some spiritual warfare. To understand the battle, you need to begin with the knowledge that you are in a war. And that's half of the winning the battle there. There's a lot of people today get up and don't believe that they are in spiritual warfare. They don't believe that there are evil forces that are coming against them. They don't believe that things are sent against them and to cause them to act and do as they do. Don't believe that their finances are being attacked. They don't believe that their marriage is being attacked. They don't believe that their family is being attacked. But we got to know that there is a force that we cannot see. There's a force that we cannot grab. There's a force that's working against you right now, against somebody right now. Somebody may be struggling and don't understand why they're struggling. But we know that the battles are made up of small components of a bigger picture. By definition, a battle involves combat between two peoples, between factions, between armies, and that consists of the type of an extensive contest, struggles, and controversy. Somebody is struggling right now, and you don't know why you're struggling. You don't know that you woke up this morning and the enemy decided to come against you. Somebody maybe just gave their life to Christ and said, I want to live for Jesus. And wake up now, you are in a real battle for your life. You are in a spiritual warfare. Let me explain to you. The enemy don't care about you coming to church. He don't care about you praising. He don't care about you speaking in tongues. He don't care about you laying hands. You can even raise the dead. You can preach the best message that you ever preach in your life. Come on, somebody. You can prophesy all day long. But the minute that you say that you're going to live and give your life to Christ, that's when the struggle come in. Oh, my God. I'm trying to help somebody understand why you're going through what you're going through. Maybe you had just made up your mind that you're going to live for Jesus. Maybe you had just made up your mind that you were going to not let the enemy come in and have this way. But the minute that you was determined to live for Christ, that's when the war really began. And as a Christian, you are in a spiritual battle of some sort on a daily basis. See, this is where we fall short. This is why we get beat up, because we don't know. Every morning I hit my floor, I'm ready for war. Every morning I get up, I know I'm in a spiritual battle. I struggle and I go through things each and every day. Now, let me clear the air. This because I am an apostle. You may be an apostle. You may be a prophet. You may be a pastor. That does not immune you from the attack of the enemy. So when you begin to take these, see, some people be want to get these titles, don't understand that it's a cost. To get these titles, it's a cost to be a pastor. It's a cost to be a prophet. It's a cost to be an apostle. You got to pay the price when you say this is what you want to be, because the enemy sure gonna come at you. He gonna attack you all kinds of ways in your home, in your marriage, on your job, put you in spiritual warfare. But if you are ignorant of the warfare, if you don't know how to do spiritual warfare, he will have the victory every time. In warfare, you got to understand that battles are fought on different fronts for different reasons and with different degrees of intensity. You ever notice some battles that you go through maybe a little more intense than the last one and more intense than that one, and for different reasons and different circumstances that things happen? The same is true in spiritual warfare. Your spiritual battle and your warfare are real. Can I help somebody this morning? They are real. What you're going through are real. What you're feeling are real. What just happened to you are real. Even though we cannot physically see the attack, but you need to be educated yourself on how battles are fought and how they impact our lives on a daily basis. when you get up in the morning time and you go through something, your wife may not be acting right. That's spiritual warfare. Come on, somebody. The children might be acting up. That's spiritual warfare. You go on the job, you might have some co-workers might be acting up, treating you bad, saying bad things to you. That's spiritual warfare. And that impacts how you feel during the daytime. That's impact how much joy that you have. Because the trick of the enemy is to steal your joy. It's to kill, steal, come on somebody, and destroy. If he can destroy your faith and destroy your belief in Jesus Christ, he has won the battle. Spiritual warfare. And church, let me tell you, we need to be ready and understand it's going to get worse than what it is now. Oh, I need to help somebody. Y'all don't understand that Jesus is coming back soon. And the closer he come, the worse it gonna get. I'm trying to help somebody. If you haven't given your life to Christ, you better run to somebody church, run to somebody altar, fall on your knees, ask God for forgiveness, and give your life to Jesus Christ and let him be your savior. You need to let him in before it's too late. Have you ever asked yourself, why do you even want to fight? It will do you no good to educate yourself on valor if you do not see the reason for the fight. And my reason is for the fight because I want to live. I don't want to go to hell. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be tormented and suffering for the rest of my life. I want to go to where the paradise. I want to go where Jesus Christ is. So my reason is to fight because I want eternal life in the right place, not in the wrong place. You have to have a reason to fight. And you got to make sure that you're fighting for your life. In a spiritual battle, you got to know that you are really fighting for your life. Your very life depends on which way you go on that day of judgment. War is very controversial today in the physical realm. Those attitudes and those beliefs and convictions were transferred over to the spirit realm. However, in a spiritual realm, there is a battle going on regardless of how you feel, regardless of your opinion, whether you hate God, like God, love God, or whatever, there still is a battle in the spiritual realm. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. You either going to be a victorious or you going to be a victim. One or the other. There's no in between. I know some of us like to try to sit on the middle of the fence. There's no middle of the fence. Either you're going to be victors or you're going to be a victim. Now, we know that Jesus has come and conquered. The war is already won in heaven. So when are we going to learn how to walk in the victory? When are we going to learn how to celebrate and know that the war is already won? Now, Jesus told us in Matthew 28:18 that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. You now have the privilege of having an eternal relationship with God. And many of you enter into a covenant of salvation by grace. Nothing that you can do, you couldn't buy it. You don't have enough money in your bank account. You can't do enough good works in order to get salvation. It's a free gift that God has given us. And it's by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's by the Lamb that died on the cross that we have salvation. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And then when we enter into that covenant, it was by grace. Nothing that I did, but just because God loved me and just because he loved you, that he gave us that. But we know that Matthew 28:18, the verse is not only about your salvation, it's also about your everyday victory, which adds up to a victorious life living in Christ. Everyday victory is achieving, come on somebody, by knowing, believing and understanding the battle that you are enduring daily, regardless if you are passive or you are active in that battle. Do you want all that God has for you on earth right now, or do you want to wait until you get to heaven and receive your victory and blessing? The battle of spiritual warfare will give you a foundation on whether and how and what the battle looks like in your life. And I know I have been in some battles. And I know I'm not the only one that's been in some battles. I know there are a lot of you have been in some terrible battles. But yet, for some reason or another, you still came out victorious. It might have looked bleak. It might have looked bad. You thought there was no way out, but somehow or another, God made a way out. You thought maybe you should have been, could have been dead, but yet you're still alive. All the negative things that they said, all the things that they done against you, guess what? You're still here and you're still standing. These are the battles. This is our everyday victory. This is the reason why we should be celebrating and living in Christ, because we understand that the battle, regardless of what, but God give us that foundation. And let me explain to you. There are three main areas where the battles are fought: spiritual battle, a worldly battle, and a battle within ourselves. You need to know that when the Bible regards these areas, we learn how to apply the scripture to your personal life to bring you to victorious over the battle. If you don't know scripture, how can you fight? If you don't know the word of God, how can you be victorious? If you don't understand how to apply what God had put into his manual for us to do spiritual warfare, if you really want to learn how to do spiritual warfare, you need to pick up your Bible and read your word and get an understanding of what the word of God says and apply daily to your life. And those of us who are victorious, I can guarantee you that's what we do. We apply the word of God. No matter what it looks like, we still apply the word of God. No matter what we go through, we apply the word of God. No matter how it feels, we still apply the word of God. And when we apply the word of God, we believe what the word of God says. And when we believe it, then the word of God will manifest itself right before your eyes. I dare anybody that's listening to me right now to do this, to begin to apply the word of God. This begin to understand the word of God and watch how God manifests the word. But you got to believe that it's already done before you even ask. Oh, you got to have a good belief system, because the enemy is always trying to tear down our belief system. And it began with the learning the truth of God's word and dispelling the lies of the enemy. He is the father of the lies. He is lying to somebody right now. And I hear people all the time talking about why God allowed this to happen to good people, or why God allowed this. But what you don't understand is every man that's on this earth have a free will. And when you make that will, you make that choice. It's not God that done it, but it was man that done it. But yet we want to call a whole God accountable for our mistake. The enemy had put that lie so that we can we won't honor God. We turn our back against God. We walk away from God because of the lies that he had told. And he'd take a lie and he mix it with the truth. Come on, somebody. Spiritual battle. How do you know that there is a spiritual realm? If you cannot see it, should you believe in it? Many believers and unbelievers today do not want to deal with the world that they cannot see, when the world that you do see is hard enough to deal with. So how can I believe in something that I cannot see? But let me tell you, let me help y'all a little bit. My God, before you can discuss the spiritual battle, you have to believe in a spiritual realm. Just because you can't see the spiritual realm, that does not mean it's not there. A songwriter wrote one time, Satan used to have to sneak around, but now they just open up their doors. No one is looking for my tricks because no one believes in me anymore. And that's the lie what Satan wants us to believe, that he have no power, that he is not a force. He wants you to believe that. And once you believe that, then he'll come on in and bring havoc in your home and havoc in your marriage, havoc in the workplace, havoc in the government, because we don't took God out of the government. We don't took God out of the school. Now we're trying to take God out of everything. So when you remove God, we have no protection. We have no covenant. We have no agreement. We got to put God back into the school. We put God back into the home. We need to put God back into the government. And everywhere we go, we need God to protect us. Oh, my God. Because there is a spiritual war going on in the spiritual realm. But Satan has given us a lie so that we don't know that there is a spiritual war. Oh, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Just wait and see. But however, if you choose to be ignorant or do not believe in the spiritual realm, you will find yourself confused and frustrated and quenching the peace that God has promised to each of you. The best defense is a strong offense. Just educating yourself about spiritual realm is half the fight. And God give you everything else you need to be victorious and with the other half. What words used in the verses that I'm going to read that describe the spiritual realm, this invisible component? In Nehemiah 9 and 6, it says, "Thus even thou art Lord alone, that have made heaven and the heavens of heaven with all thy hosts, the earth and all things that are in it, the seas and all that in it. And thou preservest them all, and the hosts of the heaven worship thee." In Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, "And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angel was going from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us not go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." Come on now. You're wrestling against a demon, against powers, that's another demon, against rulers of the darkness in this world, that's another demon, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on now. These are the spiritual forces that we have to fight. These are the spiritual forces that come against us. If you don't believe it, then that's why you be so overcome in your spiritual battle. That's why you're not victorious, because you don't believe that there are forces against you, forces that we cannot see, forces that we cannot grab, forces that we cannot handle. There's always attacking us, always, always on the front, always on the right, always on the left, in the front, in the back. Attack, attack, attack. That is his goal, to attack. To attack the mind, to make us weak, to lose our faith, to lose our belief in Jesus. Attack, attack, attack. So when we are going to start attacking him, I hear people all the time talking about going into the enemy camp. Well, if you go into the enemy camp and steal back what you got, guess what? You got to be in some spiritual warfare. You got to be able to do some spiritual warfare. You got to know the word of God when you go in there. You just can't go in there blindly. You can't go without no ammunition. You can't go without no weapon. You got to have your weapon in order to do some spiritual warfare. Oh, my God. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him where all things are created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thorns or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by him and for him." My God. And this is the scripture that tells us that there is a spiritual realm. Everything happened in the spiritual realm before it come into the physical realm. Your sickness or your prosperity, everything, because there's a battle going on that manifests itself in the spiritual realm. So now, what is required for you to believe according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now, what does that mean? You have all the sense that there's more in what the eye can see. However, since you do not see it, you often fail to believe in it. And if you don't believe in it, then you cannot be aware of all that is going on, that is for you and against you. Whether you choose to believe in the existence of the spiritual being, a place does not change the fact that they exist and their activity. Let's step back a minute to assess what do you believe. As a Christian, it took faith to believe in Jesus Christ. You cannot see him, but you believe in him. He died on the cross for your sin. You believe that God raised him from the dead. You believe that he is alone is the source of your eternal salvation. And all these beliefs are not physical seen by you today. You believe that Jesus accomplished these things in the spiritual realm when he lived in the physical realm on earth. You know that you too need to believe in the physical realm to be welcomed into the spiritual realm. Then it is faith that confirms to your heart that you'll be going to be a very special place that called heaven today. The Bible is filled with reference to the heavenly realm of a place that is invisible to the physical eye today. Yet, the very is real. It exists in the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm you believe with the eyes of your heart instead of the eyes in your head. And there will be others who are able to see with the physical eyes into the spiritual realm. My God, time is coming, so we're going to be able to continue this next set of part two in the spiritual battle. My God, I hope that helps somebody understand why you're struggling and that you're in a spiritual battle. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church 5-4 Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. Phone number is 561-718-2361. If you want to know more about spiritual warfare, I'm teaching this on Wednesday night at 7:30 at the church, 2865 Brighton Street. Come on out and learn how to do your spiritual warfare. Oh, my God. Give me a call after the show, and I'll be glad to talk to you about spiritual warfare. Now we're getting ready to go. We're ready to say our motto. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Chief Apostle Brandon Whitaker, First Church, 5-4 Fellowship, located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And now God bless you, and I'm hoping what you're going through, that you'll be able to overcome your spiritual warfare. Know the word of God. Understand the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.